Alameda County DA Pamela Price urged supporters at Oakland's First Presbyterian Church to engage with people on the issues of criminal justice and public safety.
We got to have conversations with people, rational conversations that are not driven by fear about what is really going on. Yes, there is a surge in crime, but as Christine says, it has nothing to do with my election. I have not been able to destroy the entire criminal justice system in 8 months. Not really.
Earlier this month, a community group called Save Alameda County for Everyone, or SAFE, submitted 127 signatures to file notice of intent to recall DA Price. The county registrar is expected to approve the recall petition early next month. SAFE will then be allowed to collect signatures on the recall petition. The group will need signatures from 10% of registered Alameda County voters, or roughly 98,000 people. DA Price urged supporters to keep their message clear and simple.
Tell people decline the sign. Decline the sign. That's really the message. I mean, we cannot go backwards. We stepped forward. We have a lot to gain.
Price's critics say she is soft on crime. On SAFE's website, it charges Price with, quote, failing the community in her responsibility to enforce the law, prosecute criminals, and keep violent offenders off our streets, end quote. Former San Francisco DA Chesa Boudin was recalled after 2 years in office over similar criticisms. He says that many of these criticisms can be chalked up to members of the public not having a clear understanding of a district attorney's role in the criminal justice system.
The technical point that's very important to remember and that often gets glossed over in media coverage of these issues is that district attorneys do not represent individual victims of crime. They represent all of the people.
Boudin now heads Berkeley Law's new Criminal Law and Justice Center. He pointed out that after his successor Brooke Jenkins took office, crime in San Francisco actually rose. Executive Director of the Prosecutors Alliance of California, Christine Soto de Berry, was also on the panel. She says that some community members' frustrations with crime have more to do with the shortcomings in policing than they do with the DA's office.
We cannot prosecute an empty chair. We cannot divert an empty chair. If there is not somebody brought to the prosecutor's office, there is nothing for them to do. And you heard a few of the statistics. I worked in San Francisco DA's office for over a decade. In 2015, the solve rate on auto burglaries is the same as it is now, less than 2%.
In 2022, the Oakland Police Department had a 27% success rate in solving homicides. That's well below the statewide average of 41%. Price's critics have also accused her of nepotistic hiring practices after she hired her longtime partner, Antoine Claude, as a senior program specialist. Price addressed those criticisms at the meeting.
The county of Alameda does not have a nepotism policy. It does not have an anti-fraternization policy. And I can tell you that my predecessor hired numerous members of her family. When we got there, her sister, two nieces, and a nephew were there. They are still there. I have no reason to remove them from their positions.
Claude is the founder of the community group Men and Women of Purpose. He spent over 10 years working in reentry services for formerly incarcerated people in the East Bay. Price says she is committed to continue doing the job she was elected to do, regardless of the recall effort against her. From Oakland, for KPFA, I'm Ellie Prickett Morgan.